This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
That's right, and you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. I got Big Angie in the studio. What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So you have this incredible campaign, the Stop the Bullying campaign. But first, before we get into all of that, tell the good people of H-Town who you are, where you from, and how you got this initiative started.
Well, hello, H-Town. How are you guys doing this morning? My name is Big Angie with Biggest Better Productions, the name of my organization. I resigned in Lufkin, Texas, along with my stars, and we have the anti-bullying awareness. We also do sex education. We also do, you know, like just health and fitness, different things that kids, you know, can relate to. You know, I call myself, you know, being a voice of children, you know, because I feel like that children around the age don't have a voice. You know, I'm still kind of like in between. I'm 26, you know, so I'm like halfway to adult life and halfway to children's state life. So I can kind of, you know, relate and understand, you know, both points
sides
of view.
Of the spectrum.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, you want someone that, you know, you can relate to. And children want to be able to come to someone, not always go to mom and dad or grandma or aunts and uncle, even siblings, and say, hey, I have a problem. But someone who actually outside the box they can listen to, that they can come to, you know, and feel free with and express how they feel, you know. And these girls right here, I have the girls with me today. We do have boys as well, but they say, so we bring the girls with us. And, you know, these girls and me being a female, we kind of have a personal, you know, relationship to where we can share girly things and you can share a golly thing. We can talk about this and that, you know. And I just, you know, I thank God that I was blessed with this opportunity, you know, because just going through a lot, you know, God has blessed me. I've came a long way. Being a victim of bullying my entire life, being plus size, I'm now, you know, I was bullied so bad in high school. I was always fat, you know, what they always call us, you know, and I got picked on. I've always had long hair. I would come home with my, you know, hair and stuff pulled out. Kids would just call me fat. And, you know, and so when I got grown, everybody said, well, why you want to go by Big Angie? You know, we already know you're fat. I say, hey, you know, I go by Big Angie because I come from big, big experience. You know, I was bullied by big people. You know, everything I do in life, I try to do it big, you know, because you never know when God going to bring you, going to take you home.
That's right.
So you always want to make sure you live your life. And I tell these girls and I tell everybody I come encounter with, live your life the way God intended to you to live your life, not because of what somebody will accept. You know, if somebody don't want to accept you, you got a whole world out there that hasn't even met you. You know, so being a victim of bullying, you know, and guess what it did for me? You know, it turned out actually to be a great aspect in my life because right now I'm modeling plus size edition. You know, also I've done a lot of modeling gigs, plus size women. You know, I'm also going, looking in the phase of doing acting, you know, and just different things like that. So I tell people, I say, you know, hey, I went through all that, but look where I'm at now. So I can truly say that God has blessed me and that I'm a true believer. I started from the bottom. Now I'm at the top. I'm on my way going. I'm going to reach to the highest point. But these girls right here, you know, they're a victim of bullying. We go to different places. These girls have been to Atlanta, Georgia. We've met celebrities. We've met a few people that we came encounter to. They have been to schools. They have done, like, campaigns on South the Road. These girls stand out there in the freezing cold and did a campaign pep rally against bullying. We had cars pass through, blow at us. Some people pulled over, gave us some money. You know, we tell people we don't charge nothing for what we do, you know, but we want somebody to be touched by the things that we do in life and the things that they say, you know. And these girls have been, you know, at place, they be at school. You know, we have a track star over here, Kiara. She runs track and she's involved in sports, you know, and she out there, you know, she doing her thing on the field. And, you know, then she wondering why everybody's standing up. Oh, you know, where they know you from? Oh, well, we see you on TV because we have plenty of commercials in Lufkin, Texas, where we have commercials ran. And, you know, everybody see these kids out. They know who they are now. So, you know, when they see them, they put a face with a body. So when they see the person, they say, okay, yeah, that's the girl I seen on TV. You know, and I'm just really proud of these kids. They stand for something positive, you know. And we have great kids. You know, I can truly say these kids are mature and they're not growing up to be on TV, you know, doing the twerking. They're, you know, on, you know, they're not at school, you know, on drugs. Like, these girls are some good girls.
They're not,
you know,
the ratchets.
Exactly.
They're not, you know, trying to keep up with the ratchets.
Exactly. They're just trying to be themselves, you know. And I just thank God for that, because girls coming up these days and now, you know, and that's why I try to deal with these girls the way I do. Because girls their age coming up now, you see them out there in the streets and they're just doing this and doing that. But these girls right here are
trying
to hit their head.
They're too fast.
Yes, they are. They definitely are. But I just thank God because these girls right here actually trying to do something positive in their life, you know. And they're trying to influence other people as well to do something positive. You know, they've been all really a big, you know, victim of bullying. You know, I have Mariah right here. You know, she's had some health problems. She gets bullied a lot. Also, Dominique right here, you know, she has health problems. She's got bullied a lot. And Casey over there being plus size, she's got picked on a lot. Kiara gets picked on because she's in sports and she's really talented. She gets picked on a lot of whatever because Chanel, because she's very beautiful and she wants a model. So kids just try to pick on them, you know. And so I say, well, what is the point of all this bullying? You know, why you want to bully someone? Oh, because I don't have what they have, or they have more than me. Okay, well, you know, the same way God blessed them with, he can bless you too, you know. So I tell people all the time, you know, when you're going to bully somebody, try to figure out what you're bullying them for. And then once you figure out your reason why you're bullying them, see what can you do to try to get to where that person is. If they got some J's and you want them and your mama can't afford them, what can I do to go get them? You know, maybe I can bring good grades home. Maybe mama go buy me some. You know, I would do the right thing to try to get what I can, because the same way God bless this person, he can bless you too as well.
I think that very well said. Thank you for that.
I think also with the bully...
I think that we need to look at what's going on in their life and why they feel that they need to humiliate and bully and make fun of and pick on, you know, this certain individual or individuals, you know, all the time. So you have these beautiful young girls that I see in front of me. Let's introduce, why don't y'all introduce yourselves? Starting with you.
Hello, Houston, Texas. My name is Casey West.
Casey. All right, Casey.
Hello.
Pull it up to you. It's all
Houston,
good.
Houston, my name is Kiara.
Kiara.
Kalama.
Okay. All right. And you, darling?
Hello, Houston. My name is Mariah Kalama, and I'm so glad to be here.
All right, Mariah.
Hello, Houston. My name is Janelle Finley.
Janelle.
Hello, Houston. My name is Dominique Wright.
Dominique. All right, ladies. Well, welcome to Access Houston. So I want to ask, let me start with you, Casey. How did you hear about Big Angie's program, and what made you want to become a part of it?
When I heard about the program, I felt like it was a good thing, because I've been bullied myself, and I don't think it's right for somebody to be bullied. Like, if I see somebody like being bullied, I would have tried to stop it. Like the person that's bullying that other person, I would have said, "Hey, why is you bullying this person? Would you like if somebody would have bullied you? Because that is not cool. Because I've been bullied myself."
So when did it start for you? Like how early on were you?
I was bullied in pre-K.
Really? And why did they know why? Did you know why they were picking on you?
I don't know why they're picking on me. I was bullied for no reason. I told the teacher. The teacher didn't do nothing about it. But then I started defending myself. Once I started defending myself, the bullier had told the teacher. And then that's when the teacher started wanting to, like, say something to me about it. And I don't think that's right.
Yeah, because you were like, yo, I told you that I was getting picked on a long time ago. And now that I'm taking up for myself and something happened to them, now you want to get on me? Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, and then, like, every day I would just come home and cry because I was being bullied. And my mom, she was wondering why I was coming home crying every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a cool thing to do, because it's just not right.
It's not. It's a weak thing to do. Exactly what it is. Kiara, what made you want to be a part of Big Angie's Stop the Bullying campaign?
Well, me, myself.
Pull it up.
Me, myself, I get bullied. I tell the principal he doesn't really do anything, and I'm just a quiet type of girl that really just sits.
It stays to yourself.
Yes.
Is that why you think that they probably target you and bully on you, because you are quiet and you don't bother anybody?
Well, I dance and I'm in track, and mm-hmm. I guess maybe I just don't do like
what the other kids do.
Yes, and I just be myself.
And you said it right there. That's the best thing that you can be, is yourself.
Yes.
You can stand out and be greater by being yourself, because there's only one you.
Yes.
Remember that.
Yes.
Mariah, tell me about how you found out about Big Angie's Stop the Bullying initiative and what made you want to be a member.
Well, I wanted to be a member of the bullying
Pull it up a little more. Mm-hmm.
Because I've been bullied myself, and also I really don't know why I've been bullied.
Yeah. When did it start for you?
Like maybe like sixth grade when I became at the beginning of middle school.
Mm.
Like people would pick on me maybe because I would be like too skinny or something.
And so are they still bullying you or have you stopped that? They still are. Well, that's not cool. So what would you say to someone who bullies? Oh, it's okay, baby. Don't cry. It's quite emotional. Oh, man. It's all right, darling. So you just know that you are beautiful and you are talented and smart and you are on the big stage here at the radio station. So you have a really big platform to get your word and your message out of there. So if you could tell that bully one thing, what would you say to them, Mariah? It's okay. See, this young girl is here crying because it has affected her so much that it's overwhelmed her that she can't even speak. So this bullying is a serious issue that's going on. I think a lot of times with what these kids are doing, especially the person that is doing the bullying, please believe and know that they are miserable inside themselves. That is why they are doing these horrible things to you, because it's probably being done to them in some other way, be it like at home or maybe they were bullied, you know, before. And a lot of times they don't know that, you know, why would you want to bring harm or treat people the way that you were treated? But sometimes, you know, for whatever reason in the human mind, we tend to treat people how we've been treated before. And so all you can do is just pray for these people and hope that they get better. Jonelle, can you tell me how you found out about Big Angie's Stop the Bullying campaign?
My mom, she signed me up, and I was like, okay, I'll do it. And because there's a lot of activities, and it deals with stopping the bullying.
Oh, so what are some of the activities that you guys do?
Like, we were in the freezing cold, ringing the bell, so we can get money for charities.
Mm-hmm. And what was y'all raising the money for? Y'all going on a trip?
Salvation Army.
Oh, you were doing it for the Salvation Army. So look at you. You were looking, you was out in the cold to help others. That's really good. And Dominique, I want to ask you, what made you want to be a part of this?
I've been bullied a lot at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it. So I ignored him, and I told the teacher, and...
What did she do, or he do? Did they do anything about it?
No, she just said, just go sit down and don't worry about it.
Go sit down and don't worry about it. Well, that's not really, that's easier said than done. So, Big Angie, hearing these girls' stories, man, and then especially after seeing Mariah break down like that, it just crumbled my heart. So I see why you're doing what you're doing, because there needs to be something done. So you have some questions. Well, I have some questions for you all that hopefully you can help answer. Okay. And anybody can answer it at any time. Yeah. What would you do if you see someone being bullied?
Tell them to stop it. tell them to stop because that is not cool. That is not a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, did you want to say something? Oh, no. I thought you were looking because you want to say something. Okay. So if you know of someone is being bullied, what words of encouragement would you give them?
To ignore them.
To ignore them. Okay.
To don't worry about it.
Okay. Kiara, it looked like you wanted to say something.
Be strong and just tell someone about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it because they are just jealous because you got stuff that they don't even have.
That's what's up. Now, how would you approach the bullier? Like, how would you come up to him and say, you know, those things about how it feels to be bullied or that what they're doing is wrong? How would you approach the bullier? Anybody? Mariah, can you talk, darling?
I'm gonna answer a different question.
Okay. Dominique, how would you approach the bullier?
Go over there and tell them to stop bullying people.
Okay. There's no right or wrong answer, you know, for these, you know. Just getting your take on what you would do to stop the bullying, because clearly this is a situation that is so serious. And bullying, not even just in person at school. Like, there's a lot of internet bullying that goes on, and people that say very mean and disparaging and harmful things on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of that. So let me ask all of y'all, and I want each of you to answer this. In your words, what is bullying?
Bullying is a bad thing and it's not right. Bullying is like a lot of activity going on with bullying.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a lot
just
of energy.
Not right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kiara, what, in your words, what is bullying?
Bullying to me is...
Well, how does it make you feel?
How does it make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel bad. Like I'm not doing nothing right.
That's not a good feeling. Okay. Mariah, in your words, what is bullying? What is bullying to you?
When somebody is getting picked on, like, for no reason. Okay. Messed with constantly.
Okay. Mariah, what is bullying to you?
Bringing somebody down and breaking them down in their inside and making them not feel good about themselves.
Very good. Dominique, to you, what is bullying?
It's hurtful to other people.
Yes. Okay, so let me ask you this. How does bullying cause problems in the later years for you? So if someone is bullying you now, how do you think that it will affect them or you later on in life? Do you think it'll make them stronger? Do you think it'll make them weaker? Or do you think that they might turn into what was being done to them? Or do you think that it could help bring more awareness and to, quote, the t-shirts that y'all have on, stop the bullying?
It would make them weaker.
Okay.
I think they'll do it because I think they've been bullied themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. So how would you... Kiara. You want to say something, Kiara? Yeah, go ahead.
Or just because they want attention themselves.
Because they want attention. Mm-hmm. They see that you getting all the attention and they want some, so they want to get at you. Yep. How would you protect the person from being bullied? How would you protect somebody? I mean, say it was somebody really close to you. How would you protect them?
Like to tell them to be strong and like get, like tell them don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. What else? What you think?
Don't worry about it. Be strong because they just jealous.
Mm-hmm.
To defend themselves and to...
Okay. That's cool. All right. Are schools required to educate students on bullying, Big Angie?
Me personally, I don't feel like that they are. But however, in Lufkin, we do have people that come in and do seminars on bullying. And just coming from experience, you know, I feel like that, you know, people will do stuff for you just to try to say, oh, I did something. You know, I've had people try to come in and, hey, I want to help out. Well, are you really here because your heart sent you here? Or are you here because you just want, oh, I want a text write off? We've had people try to donate this money and say, hey, can I have this information so I can write it off? And we actually, you know, we had one time where a lady wanted to donate some money to us, but she was like, well, I want you to have this, that, this, that. And I told her, I say, ma'am, I say, no offense. And I say, I mean this in a great way. But if you really want to do something, you do it from your heart. And I really feel like, you know, with these people coming in, you know, if you've never been through nothing or a trial in your life, how can you help someone else? You have to go through things in life in order to come out of something, to be able to tell someone. I look at everything you go through as a testimony.
Yeah.
You know, when I speak to someone, it's like I'm giving a testimony. I've been through so many things in life. People look at me, oh, you beautiful, you gorgeous, you this and you that. And I say, hey, you know what? This pretty face has been through so much, you would never know. You know, and I mean, these schools come in, they have these kids come in here and they sit down and they want to give them with a 5 or 30 minute, you know, little talk about bullying. And then on to the next week, oh, hey, we did something, show good in the community. What are you actually doing? What you said, did it actually touch someone? But see, they don't want nobody real to come in there. Somebody's going to really help and going to really put some things in there. You know, you start out with, you take prayer out of school, and then you expect people to come to school and all kids going to get along. You made the first mistake when you took God out of school, you know, yeah. Because without him, there's nothing in life that's ever possible. You know, put God back in the school and see how things go. See if you'll have school shootings. You know, I go to school myself, majoring at Angelina College in Lufkin, Texas, for business degree. I keep my Bible in my backpack every day because we had so many schools that have had shootings. And I thank God that we have not had one in ours yet. And I say, you know, I get up every morning and I pray to God, please, God, not only for me, God, but do it for somebody else. You know, these kids at school, I don't want to get no phone call. There's been a shooting at school. You know, we've had gang stuff going on in our community. We've had so much stuff. Even the thing that happened in Ferguson, that's like, oh, my God, so many miles away. But that even touched here. Because racism, it exists. You know, I go to the store, you know, and I'm hanging out with my, you know, other race friends, Caucasian or Hispanic, and I'm getting looked at because, you know, I'm the only one in there of color, and they're all solid, you know, and everyone looking at us, judging us, and I feel like I'm getting bullied then, you know, because, hey, why can't, if you race them and I'm not, why can't we can't hang out? You know, that don't got nothing to do with me. What you have in your heart, that's you and your God. But what's in my heart is me and my God, and I'm always be right with my God because I don't play with God.
Well, clearly. You know? You got a purpose, and you are serving it in the right way with this whole yes. Stop the bullying. So before we go, what can the public do to put a stop to bullying?
I'm going to give my statement on what I think, and then I want these kids to tell what they would like, because I feel like people don't understand what these kids go through, and I feel like these kids need to tell people, you know, what they want. So when I get through making my statement, I want you guys to tell them, what do y'all want done in order for this bullying to be stopped? Me personally, I feel like don't just get up here and just say something. That's like when you at church and you preach a sermon. Don't just preach about it. Go out there and teach it and live it. You know, you can't just talk about something that you're not actually living and doing yourself. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I feel like the public, get up, listen to these kids. This baby just sat here and said, you know, she went and told her teacher. Teacher say, oh, okay, you know, this and that. I ain't do nothing about it. You know, she didn't break down and cry because, you know, she just had a moment. She's actually been through a lot. She's one of the ones that have actually been bullied. Not saying that none of these kids have it, but she has been through a lot. And for her to break down in here, that let me know that touched home for her. Mm-hmm. You know, because we look at, exactly. We look at people and we think that they never go through nothing. Parents, get up and listen to your kids. When your child come home and tell you something, I don't care what you doing. I don't care if you and dad having an argument. I don't care if you up in the kitchen making dinner. I don't care what you doing in your life. I don't care if you had a bad day at work. Listen to your child, because where you won't listen, somebody else won't listen. Then when that person won't listen, that's going to make the child go and do something they don't want to do. Then when your child went out there and done killed somebody or they done did something to themselves, you're going to be sitting back like, Lord, I should have done this. Well, if you had been stopped for a moment, like God say, take a moment out of your day and just thank me. But if you would take a moment out of your day just listen to what your child have to say and, you know, see what can you do. Get involved in these kids' life. Don't just sit up here, you know, and just say, hey, you know, okay, somebody bullied you at school. We're just kids. Kids are kids. That's what we always hear. I've been hearing that my whole life. No, kids are not just kids no more. Kids, their ages are having babies. She's 10 years old. Both of these girls are 10. Kids, their ages on the internet are having kids. You know, that's too young. Get involved in these kids' life. Support these children. Support is everything. These kids want somebody gonna stand behind them and gonna be there for them. Don't just when they come home, I have homework. Okay, go in there, do your homework. You know, let me know when you're finished, dinner's ready. No, go up in there and see what your child is doing. Get involved in your child's life is what I would tell them. You guys need to get up and stop just sitting up here just letting these kids come home and just say, hey, mom, this and that. No, actually, go to the schoolhouse and see what's doing. If you can go to your school and you can see, talk to your teachers and see what's going on with these kids. Why is my child coming home, you know, every day looking like she said when she go to school, she out happy? What is going on? Get up out your seat. Get up off your job. Take your lunch break. Forget eat lunch. Go to that school and see what's going on. Because can't nobody take care of a child the way you gonna take care of a child. And I'm talking to my real moms and my real dad. You know, it ain't all about just the mom. It's the dads too. Get up in these kids. Like, I just hate to see so many kids out here, especially men, that don't have no father figure in their life. And then you wonder why all these jailhouses up here getting built. All these black kids getting locked up. Because we don't have no father figure. If you don't want to be with the mom of your child, take care of your child, because you never know. What is that question you just asked? Because in the long term, what might happen? Long term, you look at and, oh, they in jail. I could have been done this. I would have been done that. Stop being a woulda, coulda, shoulda person and get up and pray and put that anointing on them, put that Bible in them, and go up out there and get involved in these kids' life. Parents, I ask you, I'm not going to beg you. I'm just going to simply ask you, you know, because it's up on you. Get off of what you're doing. Get involved in these kids' life. See what these kids are doing, support these kids, encourage these kids, and just see what can you do to help your child. Because there's always what you won't do, somebody else will do. And then you sit back and you see the results of what happened, and you don't want to be sitting back like, I wish I had.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Big Angie, thank you. Thank you, ladies, for coming through. Cassie, Kiara, Mariah.
Chanel,
Dominique, thank y'all. Hey, Big Ange, tell us, for those listening, if they want to be down with the campaign, how can they sign up? How can they get in touch with you? All of that. And let the people know that you are a nonprofit 501(c)(3).
You can reach us on Facebook. You go to Facebook, type in Big Is Better. It's BIGISBETTER Productions. Just type it in Facebook and you will pull us up. You will see a picture of the children. Also on YouTube, we have a lot of commercials on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, if you type in Big Is Better 88, the number 88, type in those numbers and you will be able to find us, because we chose 8 because the number 8 is the number for a new beginning. So that's why I chose 8. Also, we're on Twitter. Go to Twitter, type in Big Is Better 06, and you can find us on Twitter as well. Thank you so much for having us. You guys stay encouraged. You guys stay blessed. Thank you so much. I'm Big Angie, signing off.
All right. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
We'll be back with more Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.